Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, From Safety to Success, The Hidden Force Protecting You from the Life You Want by F. Alan Scott, is a short personal development book focused on why capable people often remain stuck despite clear goals, repeated plans, and genuine desire for change. Its central idea is that many failures of follow-through are not best explained by laziness, weak discipline, or lack of intelligence. Scott identifies a subconscious protective pattern he calls the safety system, a mental mechanism that favors familiar stability over uncertain growth. The book positions this system as the hidden force behind hesitation, procrastination, abandoned health goals, and delayed life decisions. Written from the perspective of an entrepreneur observing recurring patterns of avoidance, it aims to help readers recognize how fear can disguise itself as reasonable caution, rather than offering a broad productivity system. The book concentrates on awareness of this internal protection mechanism and on shifting from automatic self-protection toward deliberate action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the safety system as a subconscious preference for familiar stability. The most distinctive concept in From Safety to Success is the safety system, which Scott presents as a hidden internal mechanism designed to preserve a familiar state of life. The idea is not that people consciously choose stagnation, but that the mind often treats change as risk even when the desired change is beneficial. A new fitness routine, a business move, a career transition, or a personal commitment may promise improvement, yet it also introduces uncertainty, possible embarrassment, effort, and loss of predictable routines. The safety system, therefore, works less like open resistance and more like a background filter that evaluates change according to perceived danger. This framing explains why a person can sincerely want a different future while repeatedly returning to old patterns. The concept is useful because it shifts attention from surface behavior to the protective function behind behavior. In this view, avoidance is not random weakness. It is a misapplied survival response that keeps the person in known territory, even when known territory is no longer satisfying. Secondly, fear disguised as rational reasons to wait, hesitate, or quit. A central mechanism described in the book is the conversion of fear into rationalization. Scott argues that the safety system rarely announces itself as fear. Instead, it produces reasons that sound practical, balanced, or responsible. A person may decide that the timing is not right, that more research is needed, that the plan should be perfected, or that starting next week would be more sensible. These explanations can contain partial truth, which makes them especially convincing. The problem is that they often serve the same function as fear they postpone action without resolving the underlying resistance. This idea is particularly relevant to goals such as dieting, exercising, or pursuing a long-delayed change, where the first steps are usually simple but emotionally charged. The book encourages readers to examine the function of their reasoning, not only its surface logic. If a reason repeatedly protects the status quo while producing no real progress, it may be less a strategy than a socially acceptable form of avoidance. Thirdly, why clear goals and detailed plans do not automatically create movement, From Safety to Success addresses the familiar gap between intention and action. Scott begins from the observation that many people already know what they want and may even have made plans, set goals, or announced a fresh start. The recurring failure happens after the planning stage, when movement requires discomfort, uncertainty, and repeated effort. The book, therefore, treats goal setting as insufficient when the subconscious association between change and threat remains unexamined. A written plan can describe the desired path, but it cannot by itself neutralize the internal preference for safety. This is why someone can buy equipment, join a gym, prepare a schedule, or outline a new direction and still abandon the effort quickly. The value of this argument is that it challenges a common self-help assumption that better planning is always the missing piece. Scott does not dismiss planning, but he places it inside a larger psychological context. Plans become effective only when the reader notices the protective reactions that arise once action begins. Fourthly, reframing self-sabotage without reducing it to laziness or poor discipline, the book is notable for its attempt to reduce the shame attached to stalled progress. By arguing that the safety system is a protective pattern rather than a character defect, Scott reframes procrastination and self-sabotage as understandable responses to perceived risk. This does not remove personal responsibility, but it changes the starting point for responsibility. If a person believes the problem is simply laziness, the likely response is self-criticism, force, or another short burst of motivation. If the problem is a protective mechanism, the better response is to identify what the mind is trying to avoid and how it justifies that avoidance. This distinction matters because shame often reinforces the same cycle the person wants to escape. Feeling defective can make change feel even more threatening, which gives the safety system more material to use. Scott positions awareness as a practical alternative to self-attack. the reader is invited to notice patterns with enough distance to interrupt them, rather than treating every lapse as proof of personal failure. Lastly, moving from automatic protection to deliberate action, the practical direction of from safety to success is movement from unconscious safety seeking toward conscious choice. The book does not appear to present a highly technical clinical model or a complex productivity framework. Its method is closer to recognition, naming, and interruption of a recurring mental pattern, which once the reader can see the safety system in operation, the hesitation that once felt like objective truth can be reconsidered as a protective signal. This creates a small but important space between impulse and response. In that space, the person can ask whether a delay is genuinely wise or simply familiar, whether more preparation is needed or whether action is being avoided, and whether comfort is being mistaken for security. The usefulness of this approach lies in its simplicity. It gives readers a lens for interpreting repeated stops and starts without requiring specialized knowledge. Its limitation is also its simplicity. Awareness alone may not solve every barrier, especially when external constraints, mental health issues, or skill gaps are substantial. Still, the lens can clarify what kind of obstacle is actually present. In conclusion, From Safety to Success is best suited for readers who feel caught in repeated cycles of planning, starting, stopping, and explaining the delay. It will be especially relevant to people dealing with procrastination around health habits, fitness routines, career changes, personal goals, or any area where desire is present but follow-through remains inconsistent. Its practical benefit is not a detailed step-by-step productivity system, but a sharper diagnostic lens. Readers may gain value by learning to separate genuine practical caution from fear-based reasoning that preserves the status quo. Intellectually, the book stands out because it frames self-sabotage as a protective process rather than a simple discipline failure. Many self-help books emphasize motivation, habits, visualization, or time management. Scott narrows the focus to the subconscious pull toward safety and the way that pull can masquerade as reason. That narrower emphasis gives the book a distinct position in the personal development category. It is most useful as an awareness-building text for capable readers who already know what they want, but need a clearer explanation for why they keep retreating from it. If you would like to support F. Allen Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.